Hello, this is Katrina Canyon here with Poetry Moment. This week, I'm sharing poems from the current Black experience. James Everett Jones is one of my favorite poets because he is such a fluid and sensual writer. Here is his poem entitled Inkwell. Minorities do not believe they are minorities because most everyone in the world is Inker. The title was thrust upon them, much like royalty, and as royalty does, grief is magnified when someone dies. A eulogy is written to speak to the lessening, to tame the remaining void. The writer taps his mind for a way to keep writing. Minorities, like royalty, possess tribes of raconteurs who celebrate life with us, lament loss with us, from acts progressively cruel and inventive, a knee on the neck, a plastic bag about the face. Parents caution children to regard the phantom laws that lead to moonlight scythes from midnight reapers and televised keening. The parched author's inkwell foments a notion. He whittles the barrel to an obtuse angle. The writer taps a vein so he can keep writing. Minorities do not believe they warrant execution for the exhilarating lush of their pigment or its byproducts, the cursive of their walk, speech, dance, sex, song. The constant violence is thrust upon them like a coup, a welling of red gums, his fingers, the crook of his elbow, his works become a dusty coagulant. The hand fails. The writer tapped a vein so he could keep writing, and his pen, they will say, caused his death. That is Inkwell by James Everett Jones.